In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This Sunday, we celebrate the Sunday after Ascension, at the same time, celebration of the gift of motherhood, celebrate Mother's Day. Ascension to heaven, what comes to my into our mind is like we are in departure of Christ. What comes to my mind is we become orphan. Or think of is that time that God just leave us in that very moment. And sometimes we have mind of being worried of ourselves. And one of the characteristics of the human race is that we worry. When we are young, we worry about our exams, especially during our time being students. As we got older, we start to worry about our career. And we have our children, we worry about them. And we, when the children grow older, we worry more and start to worry about our parents as they grow old. And when we are middle-aged, we worry about our pension. Or even we worry about our health insurance. When we are retired, we worry about our health. And when we are old, we worry about death. Home. Scary. In all these cases, we are worrying about is about the future, because it is something we don't know about. We are scared by our uncertainties, by things which are outside our control. When I was young, there was a question, a lot of worries about the history of like World War II. One time I asked my mom, my mother, "Mom, what is your understanding about the end of all things or like war?" So my mother has no good answer for my part. And then I had a chance to ask again, and until now I have no concrete ideas on answer about my mother. Maybe because he is not comfortable in giving me answer. Maybe he does not feel like comfortable that I make me worry about my problem. And even that, I don't want to suggest that all these things be in trivia. But worrying does not actually make things any better. Ascension Day really ought to be seen as antidote to worry. Ascension Day is saying to us that we can have confidence in the future. As we heard in the epistle of St. Peter saying, "The end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins." St. Peter reminds us to be vigilant always, praying without ceasing for every single moment, for struggle and full of uncertainties. But remember that God is giving us hope. God is more powerful than the forces of evil. As we remember, even his victory over death and evil was coincident with his exaltation and entrance to eternal glory, from whence he imparts to his own the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this is the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ, the promise and assurance as a reward of heavenly dwelling in communion with the Father that our Lord Jesus Christ prepared for us. And this is the real meaning of ascension. To look more the real meaning of Christ's ascension into heaven, seating at the right hand of God the Father. Like us, we are meant for a relationship. We are meant for communion with one another, either within a family, either in a big community, or even in a harmonious relationship. We have our own roles and regulations. We have our own roles and responsibilities in every way, in every little way. But what underlies this relationship is our love and prayers to one another. For it is love and prayers that ensures us mutual respect, understanding, forgiveness, encouragement, and prayers in unity and service to God and one another. In our family example, we have different duties, and sometimes it's hard for us to accept the reality of what is happening without thinking that God is always with us. In community too, we are called to different tasks and roles and responsibilities, even a bigger responsibilities. But sometimes we think God's word is given to us freely and it leaves us. And this is the meaning and keeping the word, that the laws and commandments have become the outward framework for interior and make us real through His Son and His obedience to God the Father. Saint Peter convinces us as a Christians that our devotion does not mean only to hear the words of salvation and to receive graces in sacraments, especially in the Holy Eucharist, but it is also in one way or another to meditate, to reflect, and to do good things and avoid sin if possible. Nowadays, we can celebrate to ask God's blessing that the whole world in prayers and in works are in one. We can ask for good weather, good crops, good harvests, good job, or even good family, and even a universal peace. And this is what our goal, this is what we want in our family and our community. And all these things is a blessing from God with a joyful heart and through expressions of our love and sanctity as a Christians and believers, despite of all our weaknesses and despite of our unworthiness. In today's gospel, deals with the fulfillment of God's promises. This is a fulfillment that comes from an intimate relationship with Christ, that He is the Savior. He is God that gave us salvation. His ascension into heaven and sitting at the right hand of God the Father teaches us that it is He, the Lord of all. And it is clearly related to a mission as well. As we always heard His disciples, when God said, "Go therefore to all the whole world, proclaim the good news of salvation." Because it is the Holy Spirit that inspires us. It is the Holy Spirit that recognizes our own weaknesses and strength. What we are doing every week, for example, our Bible study, it is a one way or another showing our God's love, our God's love to one another, partaking the good news of salvation to one another. How beautiful the Word of God in the Holy Gospel, even in the Word of God. The Holy Spirit within us has that the real meaning. But sometimes we are lost in one way or another. But saying we are lost if we live only what we can empirically know. We are misled if we dismiss sacred scriptures as merely a textbook or a manual of magazine. Even more, we are doomed if we interpret God's ascent into heaven as a departure that leaves absence in its wake. Jesus assures us, and he said, I am always with you until the end of time. Perhaps it is only with the ascension that we really come to believe the importance of Christ's real presence in the Holy Eucharist. Jesus commands His church to baptize the nation in the name of the Blessed Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father teaches us to praise God. The Father asks us what we need. And He will surely answer our prayers, and that He knows exactly what we need. He knows the very essence of our lives. And our very gesture of asking, He listens every single petition. Importantly, by asking God for what we need, shows an affirmation to be close to one another, a manifest our dependence on God. But the question is, can we remember a time when we pray and our prayers was not answered immediately? Can we also remember a time when our prayers seemed unanswered but was fulfilled subsequently? My dear sisters and brothers in Christ, remember, in the very silence of our hearts, God speaks. And the silence in the sacred scriptures often speaks eloquently as though its words. We need to learn a kind of silence that is the silence of listening. We have even interpreted the silence of God to mean that God is absent, when in fact His silence might mean to us and He is present than ever what we think. As Psalm 46 reminds us, be still and know that I am God. His presence speaks in the holy celebration of the Holy Eucharist as a thanksgiving and as highest form of prayer. The Holy Spirit will continue to struggle with the forces of good and evil. He will teach us always the truth, and this truth will glorify us forever. The Spirit of truth comes to us every day to convince of us the righteousness of God's blessing. Nowadays, some of us, we hold questions and uncertainties that the world we live in, we don't know how, when, where, and why we pray. But still, God does care for us, and Jesus prepared a place for us too. And my friends, this is a very opportunity for us, especially as we celebrate today the Mother's Day, remembering the good things our mothers gave of life. Remembering the good things that our mothers given to us. And this is a great opportunity for us to accept the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the whole world. Amen.